This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The 10th edition of International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function in India was held at Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi performed yoga this morning at Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Centre, SKICC, located on the banks of Dal Lake with over 7,000 people. On the occasion, the Prime Minister participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi extended greetings to people performing yoga in the country and every corner of the world on International Yoga Day. He said International Yoga Day has completed a historic journey of 10 years. In 2014, he proposed International Yoga Day at the United Nations, which was supported by 177 nations, and this was a record in itself. He said since then, Yoga Day has been creating new records. The Prime Minister said this year, a 101-year-old woman, yoga teacher from France, was accorded the Padma Shri. She had never come to India, but she dedicated her entire life to creating awareness about yoga. The event aims to bring together thousands of participants carrying message to promote global health and wellness through the practice of yoga. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav and many other dignitaries also took part in the event. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad joined the celebrations, reflecting yoga's widespread influence. This year's theme is Yoga for Self and Society, which emphasizes the vital role the practice plays in fostering both individual well-being and societal harmony. Various mass yoga demonstrations are being held across the country and around the world on the International Yoga Day. On the occasion, ministers and officials in the national capital performed yoga asanas to emphasize the importance of wellness and mindfulness. Health Minister J.P. Nadda participated in a mass yoga demonstration at Yamuna Sports Complex. Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, along with INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju, took part in the yoga session at Lodhi Garden. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju participated in the celebrations at Millennium Park. Union Ministers Prahlad Joshi, H.D. Kumaraswamy and B.L. Verma practiced yoga at separate locations across Delhi. Army Chief Designate Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi and Indian Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi also performed yoga exercises this morning. In Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav performed yoga at Lal Parade Ground in Bhopal. On this occasion, the Chief Minister also launched Shri Ann Sanvardhan Abhiyan, that is, Millets Promotion Campaign. In Bihar, Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nitanand Rai took part in Yoga Day event at Sarai Ranjan in Samastipur district. State Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, along with other senior BJP leaders, attended the event in capital Patna. As part of the 10th International Day of Yoga celebrations, about 10,000 people from different countries performed yoga at the iconic Times Square in New York City on Thursday. The Consulate General of India in New York, along with the Times Square Alliance, organized a day-long celebration in which people showcased high enthusiasm for yoga. The event featured 7 yoga sessions. The Consul General Binay Pradhan greeted the participants, highlighting benefits of yoga for both physical health and spiritual well-being, as well as its role in promoting harmony with nature. The CBI has registered a case in connection with UGC NET June 2024 examination. It comes after the exam was cancelled by the government. The case was registered against unknown persons on the basis of complaint received from Secretary of Department of Education for compromising the integrity of the UGC NET exam. The case has been filed under sections of criminal conspiracy and cheating. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will be arriving in New Delhi today on a 2-day visit to India. During the visit, apart from holding bilateral consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, she is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. And in men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Afghanistan by 47 runs at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados in their first game of the Super 8 stage last night. Opting to bat, the men in blue posted 181 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.